You're listening to Classic Drive with Liz Nolan.
And a very special Classic Drive. We're coming to you live from our RTE studios in the beautiful city of Cork, celebrating the Cork International Choral Festival. And what better way to do it than in the company of vocal superstars, Riotón. And the music by yourself.
Yes.
Well, Riotón, you've been together for nearly 20 years now, is that right?
Isn't it magical that, you know, this young people can be singing?
You were children.
Yes. Absolutely.
But, of course, the name Riotón translates as boundless, and that certainly encompasses your repertoire over the years. Extraordinary collaborations in classical... Simply exquisite. The playfulness of Telemann coming to the fore in that, the first Dolce movement from his Fantasia number 7. And that performed by our second batch, well, our second great representation of Finland, the musician Maria Gaynor. Maria, a member of the Irish Baroque Orchestra and also director of the East Cork Early Music Festival. Maria, thanks so much for coming on to Classic Drive.
It's very nice to be here. Thank you, Liz.
It sort of struck me there when we were chatting earlier about period music, the way it's exploded really onto the scene in the past 30 years, and the freedom of that Telemann there. In the East Cork Early Music Festival, it's a lot of young musicians just getting involved with Baroque music so easily these days, isn't it?
Well, yes, I think it's a wonderfully attractive repertoire out there, and it is particularly suited, apart from the professionals, to students, young people, amateurs. So we've gone out of our way to make it involve the community and the students and everybody as much as possible. And one thing I've always admired about Cork Choral Festival, which is on at the moment, is that everybody knows there's a festival on. You bump into a choir singing at the bus stop or in a supermarket. So I wanted to bring a little bit of that into the East Cork Festival. So we've got a festival flash mob performing early music at shopping centres, farmers markets, anywhere, and all kinds of pop-up events and festival club. And so it's just nice to show that it's a very approachable, nice, funky genre.
Funky is what we like, and indeed it's built up such a following. The intermezzo from its incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream. Actually not a movement we play as often as the others. Must rectify that. The Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Neville Marriner. And before that, previous visitors to Cork, and they really are wonderful. The King's Singers, joined there by Obervirtuoso Albrecht Meyer, and a beautiful rendition of the second Largo movement from his Winter Concerto from the Four Seasons. Yes, more Vivaldi. We just can't get enough of him. Well, just like a puppy is not for Christmas, choral singing in Cork certainly isn't just confined to the International Choral Festival, with vibrant new choirs springing up all the time. And one of the best known of these at the moment is Voci Nuove, founded in 2011 by Colm O'Regan, and now it's directed by Lindsay Callaghan. And already the troupe has garnered accolades and prizes at the prestigious choral festivals, including Cork, and they're set to go from strength to strength. And we're delighted to be joined by Lindsay and also Dan Boyster, one of her basses from Voci Nuove, and also by Sinead Dunphy of Cork Choral Festival, who's part of helming this mighty enterprise. Lovely to have you all on Classic Drive.
Hi, Liz. Thanks a million.
Lindsay, can I just start with you first? What was the thinking behind the formation of Voci Nuove? What kind of an ensemble is it?
It's a very small ensemble, so it's a chamber choir. There are about 21 members, including myself. And we sing a great range of music, from Irish contemporary music all the way back to 16th and 17th century music. And I suppose the main aim is just to really sing excellent music and sing it to as high a standard as we can.
And you've sung in a lot of workshops with great a cappella. Now, Martin, our guest interviewees on Classic Drive have to put up with a little torment we provide. A few pop questions on light themes. So,
okay.
Number one, what's the best tip for a soloist on the day of performance?
Oh, a banana. Absolutely a banana. To keep the brains going, to keep body and soul together, half an hour before the show. It's your energy bar to get you through the next hour.
Apart from the cello, what's the instrument with the biggest street cred in the orchestra?
Oh, I have so many colleagues in every department, I couldn't possibly answer that. Probably the violin.
Brahms or Wagner?
Brahms, every single time.
Dupré or Casals?
You put me on the spot, because Casals was my teacher's teacher, but you can never fault the way Jackie plays, you know. The reason almost every cellist of my generation plays now is because of the ground that Jacqueline Dupré put down.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Wars. Don't even need a second to think about that.
Your favourite performance venue?
The orchestra once played every Fisher Hall in New York. That certainly holds a place in my heart.
Your favourite cinema snack?
Jelly snakes. Yeah, I think my two daughters and I would quite happily sit and eat a bucket of those if we were allowed, but we're not.
In an ideal concert review, give me three words to describe the performance.
Satisfying, lyrical, intense.
Well, I bet you we're going to hear those three words apply to your performance tomorrow night. Martin Johnson, Principal Cellist of the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, thank you so much for coming on to Classic Drive. Just magnificent. One of the great legacy of a 50-year love affair between the composer Richard Strauss and his wife, the soprano Paulina von Anna. That song of love, Widmung, performed there by tenor Owen Gilhooly and pianist Stuart O'Sullivan. Guys, it's so great to have you back again.
Thanks, Liz.
Take up our conversation. A beautiful performance, of course. Thank you. Owen, the last time I met you, you were the father in Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel in a gorgeous Opera Theatre Company production of that opera. And now you're performing a tenor role with OTC,
yes,
is that right?
My tenor debut, creeping into the tenor repertoire as Borsa in OTC's current production of Rigoletto, which comes to the Lime Tree on Saturday.
And it's a real updated version, I gather.
It's an updated version. It's full of energy, it's pizzazz, it's edgy. It's everything that you maybe wouldn't expect, but it's a very, very exciting production. It's extremely detailed, and there's some fantastic singing from the likes of Bruno Caproni, Emma Nash, and Luciano Botello, a Brazilian tenor, and along with are some of our own great artists as well, like John Molloy and Kate Allen, who's back from the States.
Is it fair to say that you can't really pigeonhole the Irish Chamber Orchestra? You can't really say this is the kind of music they do and nothing else?
Yeah, I think we're lucky that we're as Malachy said, we're maybe slightly different to other orchestras. We can be very versatile. We include sometimes in our programmes chamber music, down to, you know, just one or two players, right up to we've been doing what have we been doing? Mendelssohn symphonies with Jörg Widmann, so right up to an orchestra of 34, 36, 38, 40 people. And everything in between, contemporary music, baroque music. We're very lucky to have
a very big orchestra tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah, so bells and whistles tomorrow night and Friday.
And dancers.
Percussion, everything.
Well, I believe that you very kindly consented to play a little snippet for us tonight. It's Tales from Vienna Woods by Johann Strauss, members of the Irish Chamber orchestra getting into gear. What a sensational thing to see them all lined up in the studio. But just to remind you of those two concerts, tomorrow and Friday night at Limerick Milk Market. I think Friday might be sold out. A couple of tickets perhaps still left for tomorrow night's performance. The internationally celebrated conductor, Jochen Rieder, and Gloria Rehm, the coloratura soprano. Ladies and gentlemen, we have members of the Irish Chamber Orchestra and Johann Strauss, part of his Tales from the Vienna Woods. Subject our interviewees to a few quick-fire questions. So, hope you're ready.
Go on then, go on.
All right. Best soprano role in opera?
Elettra Idomeneo.
Best opera house to sing in?
Sydney.
If you had to run off with a tenor, which of these would it be? Flores, Villazón or Kaufman?
Carreras.
Okay. Best cure for a sore throat?
Don't avail.
Three components of the perfect Sunday morning?
Rashers, Lyric FM and really good coffee.
In Gone with the Wind, should Red Butler have stuck it out with Scarlett or was he right to go?
He should have stuck it out.
Favourite fashion designer?
Duns.
If you had one piece of advice for an aspiring singer, it'd be?
Practice.
And that is the best advice I've heard in a very long time. Diva Cara O'Sullivan, it's been such a pleasure and privilege as always to have you on Classic Drive, and the very best tomorrow with the Verdi Requiem in Limerick. And a big welcome to all our listeners. We're here in Studio One at RTE Radio Centre presenting a Christmas Classic Drive live with the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, conductor John Finucane. Delighted to welcome along a great friend of mine. I've never actually met you live. Hugh Cahill, how are you?
I'm great. All the better for seeing you, finally.
I know, after all our gossip off air all these years.
I know, shameless flirting, but we haven't actually got to meet each other face to face so far.
Tonight's the night, dear. But in the meantime, steady
I'm looking
on.
Looking forward to it. I've cleared the decks for Friday night.
Excellent. Well, in the meantime, is there anything happening in sport, Hugh?
Yeah, it's mostly rugby today. I suppose Team U's ahead of the Champions Cup this weekend.
The big roles ahead, yeah.
Excellent. Actually, you know, could you please set the scene for us? What exactly is happening at this stage in the opera when you're singing this? Could you tell us?
Well, Mimi has lost her key, or has Rodolfo taken it? I think he has.
Yeah, I've tried that one, yeah.
And this aria is just one of these great romantic arias. I mean, it's all about coming together, meeting people for the first time, and that immediate connection. And you know, it's all in the music. You know, the connection that Mimi and Rodolfo have, and Rodolfo tells the great, you know, that he's a great poet and he's the romantic character and all this. And yeah, it's just this wonderful, wonderful piece.
Well, I'll so look forward to hearing it now, ladies and gentlemen, with Che Gelida Manina from Puccini's La Bohème. Following which, we'll have also Ave Fanciulla. But first, over to tenor Patrick Hyland.
Che gelida manina, se la lasci riscaldar, cercar che giova, al buio non si trova.
Well, it's going to be a heck of a night on the 5th of June with the RTE National Symphony Orchestra. Cannot wait for that. But
me too.
Tara, before we leave, some quick fire questions, if you wouldn't mind.
Shoot.
We love doing this. The composer who wrote the most fun roles for mezzos is...
Rossini.
For foodies, a Munich delicacy that you really have to try is...
Oh, Haxenbauer. Wouldn't be one of my favourites, but it's the knuckle of the pig.
Now, is it true that baritones really are the bad boys of the opera world offstage?
No.
Joan Sutherland used to bring her embroidery to rehearsal. What do you bring with you?
I embroider. Cross-stitch.
Did you ever throw a total diva strop?
No. I cried once, so I forgot my words, but that was all.
If they took it down a fraction, what soprano role would you really like to have a go at?
Norma.
For a night out in Dundalk, the best place to go is...
You know what? My perfect night out is a really good bag of chips and a can of Club Orange. And so I would have to go to the Isle de France, is the best chippers in Dundalk.
Okay. Now, for a night out in Vienna, the best place to go is...
Sole, an amazing Italian restaurant on Anagasse.
If a fairy godmother waved her wand over another chapter in your fairy tale career, what would you wish for?
That I could have my own aeroplane so I could bring people with me.
Tara Arocht, I'd love to be on that aeroplane. Thank you so much for this interview today. It's been wonderful to
chat. Thank you.